Yeah.
I'm old. I need ibuprofen for ibuprofen. I can't talk today.
No, you can't.
Big fatty father like daughter.
But yeah, I had to take all this stupid ibuprofen all day. So yeah, aww. I'm like that old man in the Aleve ads. Thank you, Aleve. I can walk again and see my grandchildren.
And then I made him go on almost a mile walk with me. So.
And it killed me.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Thank you, Aleve. I can walk again and see my grandchildren.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 417 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 9th of September, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty is going to, you know, I just realized, Big Fatty hasn't told you what he did for his weekend this past weekend. I went over the coupon, of course, but I didn't tell you about the weekend. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, get ready because today is a spooky day. It's a spooky day. Spooky, spooky. And y'all, it's because today is 09-09-09. That's right. And I told that to Larry Cly on Tuesday, and he goes, well, what does that mean? I said, well, I think it means that the devil is standing on his head. You know, because he has the 666, but if he's on his standing on his head, it's the 999. Oh, Big Fatty, you're so clever. How do you come up with these things? Oh, you know, it's just, y'all, it's a gift. It's a gift and a curse all at the same time. A gift and a curse. It flows. It flows like a, never mind. Hi, y'all, I've got a couple of things that I want to catch up on. First thing I want to talk about today, though, is podcast. Because y'all, Archer has given up the ghost. He didn't even comment anymore on any podcast. Oh, no, I have unsubscribed from everybody. Y'all, Daniel Beaver. That laconic bed monkey Anne and the naughty Boy Scout Alden, they do not want to do the podcast anymore, so I will not be doing it. And you know, then Daniel Beaver and Archer were going to do that meticulous podcast about the Mennonites, I don't know. But anyway, talking about the computer stuff. And, y'all, they've both given up the ghost, so you're not going to hear that one. The Jaded City, gone. It's vanished. Vanished. Gone. Just gone. Tristan's probably still just drunk. Just laying around waiting on Eddie from Park Slope to come over and pound his butt. Oh, did I say that out loud? Y'all, I've got to remember that it's a spooky day, and you don't know what's going to come out of Big Fatty's mouth. Oh, Big Fatty. And, y'all, another one that I forgot to mention the other day when we were talking about everybody having the 100th episode. Y'all, that Big Gay Sex Show had its 100th episode also. And so it's a good day for them. But, y'all, they're just vanishing. The podcast, the podosphere is just, it's closing down. You know, JT, the only time we ever heard JT was on those group shows, gone. You know, we won't hear from him. Larkin, we'll never hear from him again. I mean, everybody's just vanishing, you know. And, you know, it's gone. You know, that it's just gone, y'all. It's just gone. But, y'all, one thing that I have to say, every once in a while, something really gets Big Fatty tickled. And there are a couple of things that have done that in the past. The time that Miss West interviewed Big Fatty at the Chick-fil. Perhaps he'll bring that back sometime. Y'all, I've got some sort of residue in my mouth. I don't know what it's from, because it's not a good residue either. But anyway, y'all, I was listening to the Dragon podcast, and you know, Gavin does that one up from up there in the city of brotherly love. And you know what they mean by the brotherly love, y'all. It's all inbred. It's incest. Incest is best, as they say. But y'all, Gavin had this on his latest podcast, and y'all, I just want to take a moment and just just play a portion of his show that big that just tickled Big Fatty, and y'all, it shows a lot of cleverness, and Big Fatty is all about the cleverness. And so I'm just going to take a moment and play this from his show in case you haven't heard it. But y'all, I think you'll get a little cackle out of it. Oh, it's going to be the Cackle Sisters.
There's been a lot of drama in the podcast world this week. And in case anybody was too busy at the beginning of this week and might have missed Big Fatty or Archer's shows, it was absolutely phenomenal. The most riveting podcasting I've ever heard. You know, just in case any of you missed it, let me give you a quick recap of what it was like.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com.
Blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God, I sound like Archer.
Yawning, excuse me. I sound like Big Fatty. But I had to wash the dishes by hand. I'm yawning again. Gosh, I'm really like Big Fatty. Blah, blah, blah.
Sound like Archer.
Oh, my God. Again.
Yeah, I feel like Archer is three yawns on the show.
Please forgive me at the blah, blah, blah.
Lord, y'all, that's four times. I must have taken an Archer pill.
You eat again. That's five. Please forgive me. This is terrible. And that's all I have for today, boys and girls. Bye.
Now, y'all, I thought that was just as clever and as cute as it could possibly be to have me in one ear and Archer in the other, both of us yawning at each other and blaming it on each other. And, you know, the only other thing you heard Big Fatty saying is, oh, hand-shredded ass meat. And I'm like, and belching every now and then. Because, you know, that's how Big Fatty roll. That's how he roll, y'all. But, anyway, kudos to Gavin for getting that together, because y'all, that was not easy. That was a lot of work that went into that, and I think it really paid off, and I just thought it was cute. Oh, Big Fatty, you're so fucked up. Anyway, y'all, over the weekend, I went down, y'all, I had an urge. Big Fatty had an urge to have a fresh bagel. And so I went, God. Anyway, I had an urge to have a fresh bagel, so I went down to the Brugger's. The Brugger's bagels. And y'all, I bought a half dozen of the poppy seed bagels. And they were expensive, y'all. They were like $5.99 for a half dozen. But y'all, on Wednesdays, they'll give you a dozen for $6.99 or something like that. And I forgot to go down and oh, Big Fatty, you haven't missed it yet. It's today. So y'all, I may be going down there and getting me a dozen poppy seed bagels. Yeah. Oh, Big Fatty, hey. So anyway, if you have Brugger's bagels near you, and you know, you can goggle that, and I don't know how to spell it, but if you have a Brugger's bagels near you, then get down there, because Wednesdays are the coupon days. No coupon is required, y'all. Monday was the Chick-fil. You know, that was the Labor Day. It was the Labor Day Chick-fil telethon. No, it wasn't a telethon. It was the chicken giveaway. It was the sandwich giveaway. And y'all, Larry Klein and I both went to the Chick-fil-A's, and y'all, we were fat asses. Because we both got nuggets, and we both got fries, we upsized them. Because we needed a large fry and a complimentary beverage. It was a large beverage. And y'all, then we received, on top of all that, the complimentary Chick-fil-A sandwich. And y'all, quite frankly, Big Fatty couldn't eat the sandwich. I was full. I was just bursting at the seams, y'all. Just bursting at the seams. And so, y'all, it was good. Big Fatty has got the Chick-fil-A waiting. And y'all, I may slice one of those Brewster's bagels and put the Chick-fil-A meat on it and do me a little egg and a little piece of cheese on top of that. So anyway, y'all, so I did that, and y'all, the place was packed. It was just jam packed full of people. And y'all, and there were entirely too many children there. I don't think that children should be allowed to go to the Chick-fil-A. But anyway, y'all, but it wasn't bad. We were in and out after having to wait in line because, y'all, we went right at lunchtime, you know. Oh, birthday party, couldn't you have gone when they weren't as crowded? Well, we probably could have, but we didn't. So, but, y'all, we were in and out in 10 minutes. 10 minutes, that's not bad for the Chick-fil. Now, y'all, you know, I told you about Big Fatty getting the turkey breast and giving you a mandate. It was a mandate. It was a turkey breast mandate, y'all. That whenever the turkey breasts are on sale for the 99 cents a pound or less, you can get them for less sometimes. Every once in a while, they'll have a special coupon. But get them. Get two and put one in the freezer. Well, y'all, I cooked one of them in the slow cooker. And, y'all, it was just delicious. But, you know, the best part of the turkey is the crispy skin. And in the slow cooker, you don't get the crispy skin. So Big Fatty hoisted that bazoom. I hoisted the bazooms out. So y'all, speaking of the bazooms, did you go over and to the BFO at noon on Tuesday and take a look at that picture that Brian from Danbury had sent to Big Fatty is the new mascot? I am sure that Mascot John has not been over there to see it because I would have heard from him. I just know I would have, y'all. I know I would have. So he hadn't been over there yet. But anyway, the bazooms, I took the turkey bazoom out of the slow cooker, y'all, and I put it in a pan, and I put it under the broiler, and y'all, I just got that skin just as crisp as it could be, and y'all, and while it was doing that, I made gravy out of the juices. Oh, y'all, it was just, and by making gravy, I meant that I made gravy. But anyway, now y'all, I'm going to tell you this. And it's Big Fatty, you know Big Fatty loves a coupon. Well, y'all, I've been listening to that, to the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network, that'd be Mr. Rod Nelson Lindley Magoo. Y'all, he and that Sarah Davis from the How Much Do We Loves, y'all, they're always talking about this thing called the Soda Stream. And y'all, it sounds goofy to me. It's just goofy. And, Big Fatty, you can get it at the Kohl's department store. Well, y'all, Big Fatty has just gotten a new Kohl's department store, credit card. And I got that when I, you know, I used the birthday, gift card from the hats. But, y'all, so I went on there because they said that they sell them. Y'all, they had them on sale. They had them on sale, and they had all the flavored beverage flavors on sale also. Now, y'all, I may not use this thing more than half a dozen times, but I may love it because, you know, the chairman of the board, when he endorses something, you better listen. So I've ordered the Soda Stream from the Kohl's, and y'all, it should be delivered next week between the 14th and the 18th. And you know, that's good. And so we'll give it a try. I've because you can make your own tonic water, y'all. And y'all, there's nothing worse than flat tonic water. Y'all, Big Fatty, we know it. We just, you can't get enough gin in there. If the tonic water is flat, you might as well be fat. So anyway, but y'all, I bought several different flavors, and we're gonna give it a try. So anyway, and so now I think that kind of, I guess I did. There was two other things that I needed to mention from the weekend. Went out and had beverages with Granny and Miss Porter on Saturday night, and we were there at the patrickspubonline.com, and y'all, they have changed the name of the patrickspubonline.com. They're calling it the Club Patrick's now. And y'all, they can call it whatever they want it to be, but it'll always be the patrickspubonline.com to Big Fatty. And y'all, we were sitting there, and we were having some beverages and all. Y'all, there were some horrifying people in there. Although, there were not as many lesbians as normal. But there's a creepy Mexican sitting across the bar from us. And y'all, he kept looking at us. And y'all, we were kind of creeped out. But that's okay, because we're kind of creepy too. But also, over the weekend, Big Fatty had a couple of gentlemen callers. His two favorite gentlemen callers. And the two that come by, I see Big Fatty most often. One of them I hadn't seen in about 6 weeks, y'all, because he's had some sort of shoulder or neck kind of pinching thing. And so we got together. Y'all, it was so much fun. We had a really good time. And then the one that I see most often, he came by on Saturday, and he came by again on Monday. He was going to try to come on Sunday, but things just kept getting in the way. So that just never happened. Now, y'all, I want to also talk to you. By the way, I have been absolutely overwhelmed by the response to people calling in to the BFO, telling Big Fatty what they did for the big Labor Day weekend. You know, like that Miss Melinda out there in the Somers Bar, California. Y'all, she has a big party. She has a big. She looks for an excuse to have a big party out there in the Somers Bar, California. But y'all, she's unsubscribed, so she doesn't know. She does not know to call into the BFO and report to Big Fatty what she did over the Labor Day weekend. So somebody, Larry the Lurker's got to pick up the slack. Simon may be back, but y'all, you know, and he's not working in the call center anymore, so he can't call anymore. But y'all. But I've just been overwhelmed by the number of people who have called in, which is no more today than we had yesterday. So I'm guessing that people are still waiting for the final tally of the Jerry Lewis telethon before they call in. Oh, Black Friday, we had to fill out our donation form for the telephone, the Jerry Lewis telephone. We always make a donation to the kids, and so y'all, maybe that's what it is. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you what, that Lord Byron, he is not too eager. He is not too eager at all to hear Jeremiah's phone call, because y'all, he says that Jeremiah natters as much as Big Fatty and doesn't say a damn thing. And y'all, you know that's just not true, because Big Fatty may natter and not say a damn thing, but Jeremiah always has something to say. So anyway, I'm going to give you one more day before I decide if I'm going to just throw it away or not. I'm just going to, because you know, y'all, he called me. He called Big Freddy. I'm not calling to talk to those people listening to the podcast. I'm calling to talk to you. And so y'all, I just, you know, what can I say? Now y'all, don't forget the Big Balls is on tonight. And y'all, the Big Balls, it's got to be getting near the end of the Big Balls. Because you know, the new season is starting, and all the good shows are starting. And y'all, I've made a list. I've made a list of shows that Big Fatty, in addition to the ones that, you know, all the quiz programs, of course. But y'all, I am, by the way, y'all, do you watch the quiz program Tool Academy? Because the second season is on. Y'all, it is nothing but white trash, test, and it's a testosterone fest. And y'all, it comes on that VH1. And I don't think that has anything to do to the with the swine flu, which is the VH1N1. Anyway, watch it, y'all, because it's tragic. It's just tragic, and you really need to watch it. But in addition to the you know, the Big Ron will be starting soon, and the Survivors is going to be starting soon. And I'm sure there's several other quiz programs that I'm not thinking of. But, y'all, I'm going to record that new Melrose Place. They say that it might actually be good. So I'm going to give it a chance. I'm just going to give it a chance. Oh! Oh, dear Gussie. And, y'all, I'm recording that Glee. And I'm going to do that one called Community, which is about a community college. And then there's one called The Modern Family. And it has the gays on it, y'all. They have a baby. And then I want to also record that one called The Cougar Town, because that's about the old women that are hot for the young men. And y'all, you know, who isn't hot for the young men? And then the other one that's caught Big Fatty's attention is The Flash Forward, where everybody goes to sleep for 2.5 years, and then they wake up. And y'all, if you're going to be watching something, please get in touch with Big Fatty, because, you know, I get old and I forget about things, just like old Uncle Joe.
Thank you, Aleve. I can walk again and see my grandchildren.
I'm a-moving kind of slow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.